USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the service men and women of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Okay there, man, it's time to chuck the chatter and grab a chunk of cheerful chirpin', not to mention a clip of clear, clean chop-chop with nary a crimson or creepy clang to cleave your cacophonia cantata catchers. Just thought I'd try that. After 2 years on this program, it gets a little tiresome just saying hello. Anyway, we're here as usual with an armload of pianissimos and double 40s, as per your letters to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight is ladies' night on Command Performance, which means that immediately after introducing your lovely mistress of ceremonies, I shall retire gracefully, because despite the wishes of my mother and father, I was a boy. And now I turn you over to a girl you love being turned over to, Miss Betty Grable.
And taking advantage of my position as hostess on Command Performance tonight, and in part payment for a couple of really swell letters from Friedman 826, the big silk stocking man, Corporal Dwight Spotswood, who says he married the most beautiful girl in California, R.G. Berry and his messmates with the Royal Navy, the entire Third Army, Matt Giafredi in Grable Manor, and the following members of Foxhole 5, 6, and 7 at 230. Helmut Hitler Valentine, Stinky Colson, Flat Top Fletcher, and One Powdered Egg in My Beer La Beau. Well, anyway, here's a couple of choruses by the AFRS Orchestra of Cuddle Up a Little Closer.
Cuddle up a little closer, lovey.
Continues now with a note of dignity. Here on Command Performance, we try to include unusual items and familiarize you with new tunes, acquaint you with unusual trends, and, in general, let you know what's cooking in the USA. And the item you are about to hear was concocted by one of America's outstanding musical arrangers, Mr. Felix Mills. And I know that by the time the last bell note has dissolved into oblivion, you will agree with me that Command Performance has done it again. Music lovers of the AEF, it's a pleasure to introduce a very talented vocalist, Miss Florence Gill.
Ha ha! Grable.
Yes, Major Wilson.
You know, Miss Gill is really the celebrated Clara Cluck of Disney fame, and I thought you might also be interested in knowing that one of the boys in the AFRS orchestra, PFC Jack Martin, has been studying voice in the same hen house as Miss Gill.
Oh, really? Well, in that case, those two should definitely meet. Miss Gill, this is Private Martin. Private Martin, this is Miss Gill. A certain young lady known to you as Molly Malone. And as an extra added attraction, here's one of your own all-time favorites to see that Molly has a pleasant swing in her vocal hammock. Gentlemen, it's Maxine Sullivan.
Thank you, and hello, men. Command performance sends regards to the engineers in the CBI, to Hessel Cesar's, or the Eager Beaver Society of Lower Bougainville, Private John, Cass, and Lowell at 8942. Odell Carini from the Bronx, New York. Where else? And here comes Molly now. Cockles and mussels alive, alive, both in Dublin, fair city, where girls are so pretty, that's where he first met her, sweet Molly Malone. She wheeled a wheelbarrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. She was a fishmonger, and sure it's no wonder, for her father and mother were fishmongers too. For they wheeled a barrow through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. He asked her to marry, she said it would be grand, but to leave her dear Dublin, she'd not give a hand. So they both wheel a barrel through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. This is a story very old of a girl who was his all alone. She was the one he would not forget, and her name was sweet Molly Malone. He asked her to marry, she said 'twould be grand, but to leave her dear Dublin, she'd not give her hand. So they both wheel a barrel through streets wide and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive.
Thank you, Maxine. And now it's my pleasure to present one of the brightest stars to appear on Command Performance in many a moon. Her appearance at the Metropolitan and her many concert tours have endeared her to music lovers all over the world. Ladies' Night on Command Performance proudly presents Miss Helen Traubel.
Ring
performance at the recent Rita Hayworth picture, Cover Girl, with Gene Kelly and Phil Silvers, was a sensation when it played on the Southwest Pacific. The boys really ate it up because a flood of requests had poured in asking the lovely star of the picture to appear on command performance. Well, naturally, your wish is our command. So we called up Columbia Pictures and asked them to send us the star of Cover Girl for our special ladies' night. And here you are, fellas, the gorgeous, glamorous, vivacious, exciting...
Oh, Betty, you mad girl, you're turning my head.
Why, Phil Silver.
Glad to see you.
Phil, what on earth are you doing here? We expected Rita Hayworth.
You asked for the star of the picture, didn't you? Well, I overheard your phone conversation, and here I am.
You overheard the phone conversation?
Yes, I have a two-way contract at Columbia. Movie star and switchboard operator.
Well, Phil, as long as you are here tonight, I may as well tell you that we have just received a letter you'll be very much interested in. It's from a certain island in the Central Pacific and was written by a Marine.
Oh, Marine. Gee, I'm crazy about Marines. I go around with them all the time. Gosh, they're cute.
Well, anyway, this fellow said...
Fella, wait a minute. Are the Marines taking in men now?
Certainly they're taking men in the Marines. It's always been men. It's only recently that they've allowed girls to join.
Only recently?
Yes.
Well, what were they waiting for, those mad Marines?
Well, the situation is well in hand now. Anyway, Phil, this Marine's letter went on to say his outfit saw you in Cover Girl, and everybody picked up your expression, glad to see you.
Well, glad to hear you say so.
Yes. Yes, glad to see you is really catching on. And this Marine seems to think it will become a part of the regular GI lingo.
You mean like chowhound or snafu or... Let's go. Let's get going, honey. I only got a 6-hour pass.
Well, it may not be as popular as that.
You mean the last one?
Yes. But they will use it.
Well, they should. It's a very handy phrase.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, suppose the PFC is standing in line at inspection. He's really on the ball. You know, haircut, button, lit, shoes shine. How nervous can you be? Looks great. And then, just as the general comes along, the PFC suddenly remembers he forgot to put on his pants.
Oh, the pity of it. Well, what does the poor PFC do?
What does he do? Well, he looks the general straight in the eye and he says, General, glad to see you.
Well, glad to see you. Then what happens?
Well, now they're on a friendly basis. And being friends, the least the general can do is take off his pants and give them to the PFC.
That I've got to see.
I may join you.
Well, so much for the salutations, Phil. What's under that, your arm there, a clarinet or an umbrella?
Can't tell until I blow it.
Well, if it turns out to be a clarinet, are you going to play it?
Sure. What do you think I am, a coward?
Are you a virtuoso?
Never mind my private life, please. Stop. Oh, yes, fellas. Lean back a little when I play because there's a fine spray comes out of it. Going to be lousy, huh?
Phil.
Yes, Betty.
Phil, what's going on in back of the orchestra?
Nothing going on back of the orchestra.
Well, there's nothing going on in front of it.
Look, Betty, I might as well clear one point. I came here because I was asked to come. I'm doing my best. I mean, making cracks back of the orchestra. I mean, I'm doing all right. I'm in pictures. I'm on the radio.
I heard you. At first, I thought the radio was on the bum.
Uh-huh.
Then I found out the bum was on the radio.
You Harry James fan, you? Stationed in Australia right now. He's married, or rather engaged to be married, to a girl here in the States. She's found out he's running around with an Australian girl. She wrote him a letter. She says, what are those Australians girls got that I haven't got? And he wrote back, it's just nothing, only it's here. Betty. Oh, never mind. I've got a headache. Don't applaud. That was a pretty good joke. It's one of my father's jokes.
Well, what are you? One of your mother's? In the picture show business, we've had tons of mail asking us to present our next guest. A veteran of many Broadway shows, she is destined to become one of your all-time favorites, Connie Moore. Thanks, Betty, and hi there, fellas. Regards to Smokey the Bull, Whistler Edwards, Hogjaw Mangum, No Letter Today Brookshire, Scotch and Soda Swaney, Dog Robber Logan, and Jackson the Brain at 133. And PFC Howard Walters, who has asked me to get him a dinner date with Greta Garbo his first night home. Well, Howard, I hope you're buying those GI bonds, because smorgasbord really runs into money. And now here's a song that seems to be requested more and more. Suddenly it's spring.
Dancing, imagine dancing. You look at me, and suddenly it's spring. Why do I keep sighing? Not say, just sighing. I'm young and free, and suddenly it's spring. On a hill top, love is calling. Someone should wish me happy calling. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me, and suddenly it's spring. Love is calling. Someone should wish me happy falling. No more being lonely. Can I be lonely? You look at me and suddenly.
In the proceedings now to acknowledge the mink from Cecil Ryan, who says he's been on a certain island so long he's talking to coconuts. Marine Laurie Chisholm, former next-door neighbor to our own Major